In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Risdahl. It is Friday, the 15th of December. Good as always to have you along, everybody. It is a rare week when the last meeting of the outgoing chair of the Federal Reserve is the second most important economic story of the week. But hey, taxes. We'll get to both of those with Catherine Rampell. She's from The Washington Post. Rachel Abrams is at The New York Times. Hey, everybody.
Hey there.
Hey, Kai.
So, Catherine, let me start with you the tax bill, which is all but done and coming up for a vote next week. It seems to me we're engaged in an experiment here, right, where the Republican Party says these tax cuts are going to pay for themselves and boost growth. And mainline economists are saying, yeah, I don't know.
It's not even just the liberal economists or the centrist economists. It's even right-leaning tax organizations like the Tax Foundation that have said, no, this bill will not generate nearly enough growth to pay for itself. So, yes, there is sort of economists on one side, tax experts on that same side, and then the Republican Party on the other side, of course.
Rachel, with Senator Corker saying this afternoon that he is going to vote for the bill, Marco Rubio from Florida also saying he's going to vote for the bill, it does seem that this is a done deal, yes?
It's certain the Republicans have certainly want it to be so. They really want to get something done before the holidays. Obviously, Doug Jones' win in Alabama means that if they were to delay it any further, they could face they lose their already slim margin to get this passed. And so they have definitely said that they want to get something to the president, I believe, by the end of December.
By the end of the yeah, in fact, even by next week, right? Because we have the continuing
yes.
resolution. Catherine, let me get you back to the idea of the cost of this thing. As we know, it's $1.5 trillion that was authorized in deficit spending to finance these tax cuts. We don't know whether or how this bill is going to stick to its $1.5 trillion mandate, right?
Well, the short answer is through gimmicks, right? They're doing a lot of things, or at least they've been talking about doing a lot of things that would make the bill look like it costs less than it actually does. Things like having various parts of the bill, particularly on the individual side, expire so that even if Republicans claim that they will be extended, like the doubling of the standard deduction for mm-hmm. American households, for example, even if they say that it will continue, it's not being scored as continuing, right? So mm-hmm. that makes the overall cost of the bill look a little bit lower. But you bring up a very excellent question, which is, how are they going to pay for this thing? I mean, they've given themselves $1.5 trillion to run with, and it's not clear that they can even stay within that very large box.
So, Rachel, riddle me this. With this bill adding to the deficit as it does, and Republicans traditionally opposed to increasing the deficit, with this bill being as unpopular as it is amongst all categories of voters, why is this the Republican priority?
Well, I think this is what they see as the one way they can give President Trump a legislative win during the beginning of his first, I don't even know how many days we are in his office, but he needs a legislative win. Republican donors have basically said to the GOP, look, if you can't get something done, don't even bother calling us. They need to show that the Republican-controlled Congress, that a Republican president can get something done. We obviously saw a massive failure with their efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare. We haven't really heard, as Catherine and I were talking before the show, we haven't really seen much in terms of infrastructure, which was a big thing that Trump spoke about on the campaign trail. So this is something that they really need to pass to show people that they can do something.
Well, Catherine, so I didn't know you guys talked before the show. That's very interesting to me. I learn something every day on this program. Talking about infrastructure and talking about Paul Ryan, he's the guy, the Speaker of the House, who wants to take care of entitlement reform. With Doug Jones's win in Alabama, does the road get easier or harder for Republicans now that moderates have some more oomph in the Senate?
Harder, particularly on entitlement reform, right? Yeah. Their margin has been narrowed, so they do have to appeal to the moderates, such as they are, although there's a lot of debate right now about whether there are any moderates left within the Republican Party, given the votes thus far on the tax legislation. I think infrastructure is a completely different ballgame in that I don't expect that to be on the agenda seriously at all. I think the only person who cares about it at all is Trump, and he doesn't seem to care enough about it to even have a proposal available. I don't think McConnell cares. I don't think Paul Ryan cares. And Trump has not really thrown his weight around a whole lot on that issue, and I don't think he really has the patience or the attention span, or he hasn't shown either of those things thus far anyway, to really double down and say, hey, this should be a priority, guys.
We shall see what we shall see. Rachel Abrams at The New York Times and Catherine Rampell at The Washington Post. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Guy.
Thank you.